text I want to talk about today about worshipers in spirit and in truth.
Det är att jag tar som att vara tillbedjare och i anda och sanningen.
How many are familiar with that passage in John? So for those who aren't, I'm going to give some backstory. There was a Samaritan woman coming to get water in a well. Now, to the Jews, the Samaritans were not looked at very nicely.
Så var det samaritar inte. Jötarna hade inte hur tankar om samarbetet.
To my understanding, they were somewhat avoided.
Så hvis vi skiljer så rent där hälsade omgängarna.
But Jesus,
men Jesus,
not being a typical person during that time,
han var inte helt typisk för sin natur.
He came to the well.
Så han kom till så han där brunnen.
And asked her for some water.
Och bad om att få vatten.
Which, to her surprise, she was talking to Jesus. Now, she didn't know who he was at the time. But Jesus began to tell her about her life. And her reaction was, "It seems like you're a prophet." Okay, a prophet. He's the son of God. But she didn't know that at the time. So she asked the question. A question that she found very interesting and she couldn't answer with anyone else. She was asking about where the proper place is to worship. So, first thing Jesus said was
the first thing Jesus said was
that the Samaritans worship something that they don't know, having to do with the fact that the Jews, you know, they were apparently the ones that had all the books of the Bible, and they were, you know, the ones that were in place.
Och Guds utvalda folk och tärtar som hade skrifterna och var till rätta stäje.
So then he says in John 4 verse 23.
Men så säger han i Johannes kapitel 4 vers 23.
Yet a time is coming and has now come when worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is spirit and worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
Men han tog kämmer och är nu ta i hennes sanna tillbjärare skulle tillbjära färgen i anda och samlaika till det slugar tillbjärare färgen vill hälfa. God är anda och de som tillbjär han må tillbjära i anda och samlaika.
So I wanted to break that down a little bit.
Så jag vill bara att grejna här för sin tur.
The sacrifice of Jesus
offres med Jesus gav
made a way for us to have the Spirit of God to live inside of us. A temple of God's Spirit. Now, funny enough, I looked up what the word temple means in the dictionary. And the meaning that I found was a place of worship or a house of a God. Now that really struck me.
So hata slow me.
Because God chose our bodies to be that temple.
At vera hetta temple.
That his spirit would live in.
Her sum hansara ande skuldi byggva.
So when we accept Christ, the Spirit of God comes inside of us and changes us from the inside out. Now there's no choice. Your body's going to react to that. Externally. Side effects may include excessive smiling.
To smilast neg. Sera neg.
Or an excessive expression of love to others.
Eller du förstår att uttrycka din kärlek till andra i överstorsmat.
Or a peace that you can't yourself understand.
Ett liv fri som du inte klarar att greja från själv.
Those are the side effects.
Att det är biverkningar.
So we come to church to worship together.
Så vi kommer i samkomna för att tillbeda samman.
But our very bodies is the worship place of our God.
Men lika med jocken är stäje här som åkare god för tillbe.
It's not a building.
Det är inte en byggningar.
It's not a time of the week.
Det är inte ett tidspunkt i veckan.
Our bodies is the temple of the Spirit of God.
Lika med åkare är templet av det levande gode.
In places where people can see you.
Här som folk söker dig.
And in places where people can't see you.
Well, I just entire fast issues with that.
For me, I can remember a lot of times.
För mig så minns det när jag låter
on my own,
ensam adler,
worshiping God.
Här jag vill tillbe Gud.
Now, my dad was a really great example to me.
Pappa min var en god förebild för mig.
And when I was younger, he would read the Bible to me. Almost every night. Then when I got a little older, I started reading it myself. I felt like it was something important. I really enjoyed Proverbs and Psalms. I enjoyed Proverbs because when I was younger,
men de måste säga väl oratörerna att du tar ju väl inkre.
I had horrible teachers.
Så hej ringar lärare.
And I was told I was not too bright.
Och de fortalt mig att jag inte var särskilt smart.
So I figured Proverbs, maybe that will help.
Så jag läste oratörerna och jag kanske träffar hjälpa.
There's lots of wisdom in here.
Det är något visdom i här.
And then I liked Psalms.
Så de var väl psalmaner.
Because as some of you know.
Till som du kan veta.
I'm a very emotional person.
Så jag så starkt jag känsloborn person.
And so Psalms to me was full of emotion.
För mig så var psalmerna fulla av känslor.
I really enjoyed how David in times of extreme trouble.
Men då var väl hur David tar han är ser att han omstår.
Would tell himself to rejoice.
Så vi så psalmerna nu ska till glädjas.
So it wasn't even just an emotional book, but it was how to deal with your emotions.
Så det är bara att boach and the chancellor board men och lära dig att hur du ska tackla dessa känslor.
God knows I needed help with that.
God kan hjälpa dig med det just. Nej, ursäkta. God visste att jag behövde hjälp för det.
Ja. So that developed me inside.
Så detta mättes det någon mer.
It gave me a love to express my love for God.
But again, and care like I might at ultra moon care like a till good.
And in times of trouble, I would remember David.
So instead of David.
And tell myself, rejoice in the Lord.
I say we Michel one and us cuz to glad we haran.
So let's break down the word, and that was the section of spirit there.
So after anten.
Now, truth. Let's break down the word truth.
So there's some light here historically as on scripture.
Truth is not a feeling.
Some light here is a chancellor.
It's not what you feel.
It's just the feel.
It's not what you feel like today or what you feel like tomorrow. It's fact.
It's just what you have today at the march, but it is fact.
I looked it up also in the dictionary, and that's what I got out of it.
Oh, you hope guys know this in your about you know to test my fact for.
Again, truth goes above your feelings.
Sannleiken er hakre enn tina kjensler.
God's word is truth.
Og Guds ord er sannleiken.
What he says you are.
Tas ma han sier at du erst.
Even though sometimes you don't feel it.
Hoas tu kanskje ikke føler det så leis.
It's true.
Te er sannleiken.
You are a chosen generation.
Tu erst ein utvald at.
You are children of the king.
Tu erst tider skiner og døter kongsens.
You have the power that created the universe inside of you.
Tan kraften som skapte heimen hon bor i ter.
God has chosen to make your body the living place of his spirit.
Gud har valt at gera at lata sin anda leva i tu likam.
Now I know there's days you might not feel that way.
You might that your day after to each feel as well.
But that doesn't change the truth.
It help right to issue for sunlight.
Because the truth is above feeling.
To sunlight and ever chancellor.
God's promises are true.
Guds löfte är sant.
Even though you might not feel like it.
Hoas tu kanske känner så.
His promises of peace and joy and healing.
Hans är löfte om frid.
Those are all
gröjing.
Those are all true.
Det är sant.
Not just those promises, but the promises of your success. The promises of you being in a place of influence. Not for your own good, but to impact lives for Christ. We have been designed to live in this world and succeed. And that's the truth. Regardless of how you feel. The truth is above feeling. How do you respond to that truth? When you open the Bible and you read about your identity in Christ. And the power that lives in you. How do you respond? I heard a really amazing definition of worship
last year.
So here we go. Let's try this. Worship is the heart's response to the goodness of God within human experience.
Tilbian är kusse tuch jasta svärare på gaske guds i kontexten av till mänsklig upplevelse.
So it's not a Sunday thing.
Tishnakas bara en söndag.
It's not a Thursday thing.
Tishnakas man där hosta.
Or a Wednesday or Tuesday thing.
La mikita la tushta.
It's a 24/7 thing.
Tishnakas är fullt ut med dock när shade är rikt.
It's a thing you live.
Tishnakas du lever.
It's a thing that's inside of you.
Det rock smär ut här.
That shows.
Så visar
to others.
Örjon.
But we have to be aware of this.
Måste söka. Men vi måste vara välna av det.
We have to be aware of this truth.
Vi måste vara vit måste vara välro för om hända sanningen.
We don't look at ourselves in the mirror and forget what we look like, do we?
Vi tittar i spegeln och glömmer hur vi ser ut. Likat.
Sometimes we need to be reminded though, so we have a mirror handy.
Omstör mot med mitt data så vi har en spegel chock också, va?
But this truth.
Men det är sann legend.
If we are aware of this truth,
och vi är aware av den sann legend.
Live this truth.
Om vi lever den sann legend.
I promise you people will notice.
Så lov jag dig att folk får lägga till mestjes.
Go off on a little tangent here.
För att sluta så just bara.
The gospel is spoken.
Guds evangeliet är tossa.
News must be told.
Tyende må vara borde.
But if you are aware of this truth and you live this truth.
Men om du varsnar med sanningen och du lever den sanningen.
You won't need to open your mouth to let people know that there's something different about you.
Så snäjer jag här att låta munnen upp för att folk ska skilja till också analys vi här.
It'll give you an opportunity to explain to them why.
Tafra jo time now tera mo like a great time of rock felt the year.
Now we feel God.
Vit mescha gut.
How many have felt the presence of God?
Kusen negatik now mesh gut's nerver.
I know as far as with me I have those times by myself.
Right, for most week come out so there is a lot not I ensam atler.
They've been very beautiful.
There were so starkly vackra.
Times just full of emotion.
Lotter här som har varit fulla av känslor.
During stress or during joy even.
Tja, vi är stressade eller tja, vi är glada.
Just a roller coaster that I am emotionally sometimes.
En rutschbana som man är av.
I have felt God.
Jag har mest gott.
And sometimes I haven't felt God.
Är det till jag så mest gott.
And I've cried out and I've called out.
Vi ropar ut till Gud.
And it feels like he's not responding. But you know what? He's always been faithful.
Men han har alltid varit trofast.
Every single time I'm there, I'm determined.
Så sätter jag mig för det.
That if I need something from God personally,
att om jag har bruk för något från Gud,
I'm going to be there until I get it.
Så ska leverera här intill jag får det.
Now it's not that God wants to make us wait or make us feel uncomfortable. I think honestly, that it's because the truth remains
to your sunlight and han varer vi
whether we feel it or not.
Og han sa om vi merker det litt.
But it can be felt. How many agree with that?
Og det så merker vi det.
Love is often described as a feeling.
Kærleiken er ofte lustig som en kjensle.
But it's not so often described as a choice.
Det er ikke så ofte lustig som et valg.
Which love can be a choice sometimes.
Men om det er kærleiken et valg.
And so that choice for me to sit there.
Så ta valet som jeg har og ta som ta jeg velje å sitte med.
Regardless of how I feel.
Look at me just cuz I have that.
God, I have determined myself
God, jag har sett mig fira.
To love you.
Att älska dig.
No matter what happens or no matter what I feel.
Luka
I love you.
Kraft hand or look at me to cause it full that so älska dig.
I promise you that in that attitude.
Om tär är till hook border.
So you will never feel like you need anything from God.
För så onga det att ha vad att känsla att jag tror vad några fråga god.
Because the truth is God is faithful.
To sunlight är a good air true fast.
He's faithful no matter how you feel.
Han är trofast och lojal med dig kus tvåfald.
He's faithful no matter what you're going through.
Han är trofast och lojal med dig kvar två första jukton.
God is faithful.
Gud är trofast.
That's not a feeling, that's a fact.
Det är en känsla, det är fakta.
Let us hold fast, choose to.
Så låt oss hålla fast, låt oss välja.
To hold on to that truth.
Att hålla fast om hända sanningen.
And his word.
Och hans ord.
Worship God with all that is in you.
Tillbe Gud med allt som är i dig.
Because of his goodness to us.
Orsak av hans gudske mot oss.
What does that look like?
Hur ser det ut?
To worship God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
Hur ser det ut att tillbe Gud av i allon hjärta sina, allas själ sina, allon
That was when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was.
Ta var tas from Jesus svär att han blast bort från kvätet det största boy.
The first one was to love your God. To love God.
Första till att älska Gud
with all your heart, your soul and your mind.
Av alla hjärta till och alla själ till och vi alla styrka till.
What does that look like from the outside?
Hur ser det ut från öron?
I guarantee that your body will show that action.
Jag kan garantera dig att tvitt lika för att visa hur det ser ut.
You cannot do something with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and your body not say anything or do anything.
Du kan inte göra något med alla hjärta tunna, alla styrka tunna, alla själ tunna utan att ha sassa lika.
I feel like sometimes we might hesitate.
Onkel du så halt jag vet halt åter.
Maybe there's a slight discomfort.
Kanske vet det inte är helt equally vet det.
I believe that that's normal.
Jag halt det vanligt.
Because when you do something with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul.
Kan du just också se alla hjärta till och alla själ till och alla sinnen till.
To me the picture I see is a picture of lack of control.
Ta minnes som er fire ta tere onker som ikkje er ui kontroll.
Have you seen those crazy soccer fans that paint their faces? How many know what I'm talking about? Those guys are doing it with all their heart, all their soul, and all their mind. It's not composed or organized in a way.
Tishnaga som är arrangerad på några måtta.
It's to lose complete control in God's presence.
Till att missa fullkomliga tärmar allt och i Guds närvaro.
To lose yourself.
Missa sig själv och bort.
Now if you have never experienced that.
Till du kan skonka dig uppleva det.
It really makes me sad.
So ta Jeremy Chetton.
Because for me personally that's my favorite way to worship God.
Till det är för mig det är min favoritmat jag tillbe Gud.
And sometimes I'll be honest on a Sunday morning.
Och då ska jag helt ärlig så måndag.
My head is full of things during the week.
Så det hade jag mer fullt av ting som händer i veckan.
And I have to tell myself, hey,
see you, Michelle.
Let's worship now.
Kom, nu får vi det tillbia.
Now, it's a daily thing.
Tera, en daglig avgjør.
But I'm just being practical.
Men nu rör jag mig praktiskt.
I don't always feel like that when I come in on a Sunday morning.
Jag följde inte alltid när jag kom in på Sunday morning.
How many can understand?
Kostnaka det kom vidare.
Like the last day of the week.
Dagens vecka, sista dagen i veckan.
You might have had a crazy week.
Du kanske haft en halvlagna vecka.
And especially if you have a big family, sometimes it's hard.
Särskilt om du har en stor familj så kan det vara tufft först.
But the truth of the matter is,
some sunlight near.
God wants us to be worshipers in spirit and in truth.
God vill att vi ska tillbeja i anda och sanning.
And sometimes it might be easier than other times.
Och ångsten är lättare än är det till er.
But the fact is, just like love.
Men sanningen är att också kärleken.
Sometimes you have to make a choice.
Så måste du välja.
But the interesting thing about that is,
ta av över det här,
that the Bible says, draw near to me.
Bibeln säger att ta tid hålla dig nära till mig.
And I will draw near to you.
Så ska jag hålla mig nära till dig.
When we jump in both feet,
David with both feet,
God jumps in with both feet.
So loyp good I see you.
And the result is life changing.
Och ushlit i lusbrödat.
Not just for yourself,
it's better for you too,
but for your city,
men nästan för byen,
for your job,
för your staff och sådär,
for your friends,
för vänner och där.
And most importantly,
om tutinga mest av allt,
for your family,
för din familj.
That's the change.
Det är brödingen.
I want to challenge you.
Refer out the child kind of outgoing.
To make a choice to live that way every day.
Ta kan out your om aliva solas kvanta.
It's really not easy.
Teerish lot.
It's not easy.
Teerish lot.
But it's definitely possible.
Men teer mövlet.
And it is honestly the way we were designed to live.
O teer solas with their skaft la liva.
Life looks different. With that lifestyle, with a lifestyle of worship.
Analyze it time on here with handa lustul and a lustul of tilbia.
There's so much color.
Has no glitter
and so much beauty.
Has no verklige.
Even in the midst of trouble.
Mist ui trublike no.
Even in the midst of gray.
Mist ui grua.
Life becomes different.
So we live analyze.
When we make a choice to worship God with all of our heart, all of our soul and all of our mind.
Ta við taka seg avtjun um at tilbera Gud við allar okkar, at av allar hjarta, av allar styrki, allar sál okkar.
Daily.
Kvanda.
Now some days it's really really easy.
Okkar der er allar lat.
So it's not all the time an uphill battle.
So tíð alt er sólar seg gangur mót brekna.
In fact, when it becomes a habit,
ta við blúra vænna,
it gets easier.
So blúta latar.
It's beautiful because you begin to include God in your day. It's not something that you're just walking through on your own. Mentally and emotionally you're connected to the Spirit of God.
Mentalt och känslomässigt så är du knuten till Anda Guds.
And you begin to hear God's voice.
Du börjar höra röst Guds.
Clearly.
Klart.
And he speaks.
Han talar.
Being a Christian is a relationship.
Är en kristen till att ha ett förhåll.
Relationships are not one-sided.
Förhåll är inte ensidigt.
Relationships are two-sided.
Förhåll är
you can't have a relationship with one person by themselves.
En person kan inte ha ett förhåll ensam.
It's a connection to someone.
Till ett samband vi
or something.
Eller vi också.
So we have faith.
Så vi har trygg.
We have the truth.
Vi har sanningen.
And we hold on to those things.
Vi håller fast i dessa ting.
The truth.
Sanningen.
The truth of all he gives.
Sanningen om allt som han ger.
The truth of who you are. Who are you in Christ?
Sanningen om hver du er i Kristus. Hver er du?
Have you found out?
Har du funnit det ut?
Have you searched it out?
Har du kunnat det?
Look for it.
Light us to do.
Read what the Bible says you are.
Läs vad Bibeln säger att du är.
What are the things that God, what are the promises that God gives?
För er löften som Gud har givit.
I know one thing he gave.
He gave us.
He gave us life.
Han gav oss liv.
He gave his son.
Han gav oss solen.
If he gives his son,
han gav oss solen.
What would he hold back?
Om han gav oss solen, kvar för oss att hålla åter.
What would he hold back?
Kvarför han så att halta efter?
Nothing.
Och.
All wisdom, all power.
Alla wisdom, alla styrka.
Peace, joy.
Fri, glädje.
Those are things that belong to us.
Hetta er ting sum tilhøyrir okkum.
Picture life with those things.
We meant that our life we have
rich within your family and within your relationship.
Ruiklia utuna familja utuna sambandu.
What does that look like?
Kussu sætta ut.
It's amazing.
Fantastiskt.
You know, I think I've said this before.
Onku do ye haldi eg sagt hetta fyrr.
I wish people could get into my head sometimes.
Onku eg skuldi eingsa fast kunn koma.
Sometimes that might not be a good idea, but
sometimes I wish
that people could get into my head.
Onku kunn ye eingsa fast kunn koma inn og hetta sjá meg.
You know, times life is gives surprises.
The Louisville touch ever yawnan evrashis.
Surprises of all kind.
Or offer not necromata.
But you know, the older I get,
you elder you blue,
and the more surprises that life has thrown at me.
You might you offer you blue offer and lose, no?
And the more I see things as failures.
You fly think as such some nagas.
I see God's faithfulness always.
So such a kostne altu Guds trufast.
I'm no one special.
Eirachert.
And God has been faithful to me.
Men Gud hevur trufast mot meg.
And the truth is that God is faithful.
Sannleikin er at Gud er trufast.
So the truth is that God is faithful to you.
Sannleikin er at Gud er eisini trufast mot teg.
I don't care what you're going through.
Eirachert ui kvæðu fyrst.
I'm sure there's people here that might have gone through worse things I've been through.
Eirachert sure at her fast care sum er fyrir jökna nok verri ting enn er.
But it's just so amazing to me.
Men det är så fantastiskt för mig.
That we could open our mouths.
Men att vi kunde lätta munnen upp.
Worship God in the midst of the storm.
Tillbe Gud mitt i stormen.
In the midst of the celebration.
Mitt i glädjen.
In the midst of the silence.
Mitt i tystnaden.
In the midst of each other.
Mitt mellan kvar annan.
And behind closed doors.
Och att han förlastar dig.
And to know that he responds.
Och korsen vet att han svarar.
And to know that he gives love.
Jag vet att han är kärlek.
And peace.
Och frihet.
And joy.
Och glädje.
And strength.
Styrka.
And when there's situations that we can't fix.
Tar det stövor som vi inte klarar.
Those are the worst ones because we feel helpless.
Hasa det ringaste att ta känna vi dock hjälplösa.
We have the God that created the universe.
Så har vi Gud som skapte himlen.
That we could call upon him.
Vi kan kalla han.
And that time and time again he's faithful.
Og aftur og aftur er han trufast.
And that he will never leave us or forsake us.
Han fer ongaðu frá okkum.
For me today here,
fyrir meg og þær.
Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Nógra at koma vita akkurat hvað er tosh.
But others maybe here have lived their life without this.
Nógra at koma vita kanska leva alt lívi utan hetta.
And today is an opportunity.
Today it I'm Elijah.
For you to know this God.
Chatter at möte hesu gut.
The God of grace.
Hesu nairika gut.
The God of peace.
Hesu gutnos og jer fri.
The God of joy.
Hesu gutnos og jer glæð.
Now you might sit here and think I'm not really a religious person.
To sit kanske du hugsa eg er ikkje ein religiøs person.
This is not necessarily a religious thing.
Hetta er snakka religiøs, vel lagt.
This is real.
At the very light.
This is fact.
At the fakta.
This is true.
At the some light.
There's nothing that can be said.
So I just look at what I said.
To take away what I've seen, smelt, touched and heard.
Taka bustu ta sum eg hevur séð, smakka og norstu við.
My experiences no one can take away.
Onja kataka munar upplivingar bust.
No one can convince me that they were fake.
Onja kan sannføra meg um at ta sum eg hevur uppliva var falskt.
So I'm here today to tell you.
So er her í dag fyri at segja.
There is a God.
Tí er ein Gud.
And he loves you.
Hann elskar teg.
And he has a plan for your life.
Hann hevur ein ætlan við tína lívi.
And that plan is for good and not to harm you.
Hann ætlan, hann ætlan er fyri at góða.
Emotionally or spiritually.
Kjenslulega og andaliga.
And that plan is to prosper you.
Hann andan hevur ætlan er at tú skal hava framgongt.
And to give you a future.
Gera tanga framtíð.
That's what the Bible says.
Det här som Bibeln säger.
That's what the word of God says.
Det här som ord Gud säger.
And the word of God is true.
Ord Guds är sanning.
It's not a lie.
Det är inte likt.
So, two challenges today. If you know God,
om du känner Gud,
and you haven't lived or experienced God in that way,
men du har inte upplevt Gud på det sättet,
I want to challenge you to take this week and walk and work and do whatever you're doing with the awareness of this truth.
Att tänka och arbeta alla tiderna värre om hända sannolika.
That your body is the place of worship, the dwelling place of the God that created the universe.
Att tutt likam är det här stäget här som Guds ande, han som skapte himmel och gör bor i det.
And number two.
Nummer två.
If you don't know this God,
om du inte känner denna Gud,
I pray that you come up to one of the prayer people today.
So be you my two chairman of Kleinas Harmony Bernardanas.
And ask them about how you do to come to know this God.
Speak to him cuz to consider if you come to know him God.
Don't be afraid.
It's your adventure.
And I know whether you have experience with religion or not. Relationship is very different than religion.
Att ha ett förhållande är öliga analys.
It's a two-way street. And I'm not inviting you to join a religion. I'm inviting you to start a relationship. With no least than the creator of the universe. Amen?
Amen.
So to end, again, I say, this is how we were meant to live.
After so see it is all as we are meant to live.
In harmony with God.
We harmony with God.
Created to worship in spirit and in truth.
Skapt till att tillbia och anta och sannolika.
Always.
Alltid.
24/7.
For you to remind
in good times and bad times.
Go on to you and ring on to you.
When no one sees you and when everyone sees you.
There's
no difference.
Don't you wonder?